Good morning, Packers fans. Welcome to your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live across the street from Lambeau Field. Practice number 10 set to get underway in a little over an hour. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur prior to that. And prior to that, we'll hear from you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV, devoted to Green Bay Packers fans across the globe. As you can see in the shot behind me, it is a rainy day here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Got some storms passing through overnight, still raining this morning, so practice will be moved inside the Don Hutson Center, unfortunately closed to the public, but I'll be there as your eyes and ears to tell you everything that goes on and give you my extra cheese chat later this afternoon. Before we dive into your questions for the day, let's give a shout out to our friends over at Ticket King, shall we? That's right. Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992 and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last-minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. And you can head to the Cheesehead TV app if you want to buy individualized tickets. You can go to the schedule, find whatever game you're interested in. You'll find a link to Ticket King right there on the Cheesehead TV app. And for any of you who possibly were in the house while we were doing our family night live watch party, and those of you who were there, thank you so much for joining us. You're already aware, but some of you might not be, about our new, brand new memberships here on the YouTube page for Cheesehead TV. That's right. It's the Carry the G Club. That's right. We're kicking off the 2022 season with a brand new way for Packers fans worldwide to hang out with us here at Cheesehead TV, the Carry the G Club. Members get custom loyalty badges showing how long you've been a club member attached to your name in all our live streams and YouTube comments. You get special Cheesehead TV emojis featuring Corey and myself, and you get access to our weekly virtual happy hour to come hang out, talk Packers all year long. It's once a week. It's a lot of fun. Been doing it for a while now. Hopefully you guys will jump on board and join us because it is a ton of fun. Joining the Carry the G Club is as easy as tapping the join button you see on YouTube, either on the page here with the video or on the main page for Cheesehead TV. Do it, people. It's only $4.99 a month. You get to hang out, show your loyalty, say what's up to Packers fans worldwide, and I think best of all, you get a Corey Behnke emoji saying go Pack go. I mean, that you can't put a price tag on that. Morning, everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. I saw Brandy started us off with a Nagler no. That's good. First comment out the gate. It's always good. Gary's here. Big B is here. Big B. I literally just ran into you across the street. True story. Was walking into the pro shop, and there's Big B. You never know who you're going to run into. I ran into a couple people this morning, actually. A nice gentleman in the pro shop. I ran into somebody else at Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean, there's people everywhere who knows Cheesehead TV. I really appreciate it when you guys say hello. It really means a lot. Jake, amazing hearing about Leroy's love for the Packers and the fans. Oh, Leroy is a real one, man. The thing is I think if he had gone kind of the national route in his kind of post-playing days, maybe that connection isn't as strong, but he always stayed around the area and really kind of became a member of the community. And I think that has only made his love for the team and the franchise grow. And I think you really saw that in his acceptance speech, which, by the way, was awesome. Sir Joker, what's up, man? Thanks for checking out the stream on Twitch. With so much uncertainty at the wide receiver position, could this be the year we finally take 7 receivers into the season? It's possible. I'm not going to completely dismiss the possibility out of hand. I still doubt it. I think, most likely, whoever will be at that kind of cutoff point will just, be placed on the practice squad. It's not like someone's going to swoop in and probably grab one of these guys. You know, I know it always feels like, oh, you don't want to cut somebody or worry that another team is going to pick them up, but that rarely, if ever, happens. You know, we are always kind of in the thick of it and really pumping these guys up and seeing them day by day, and we get so kind of enamored with their abilities, but that kind of thing is happening in every NFL camp, right? And I just don't think it's going to, make that big of a difference if they keep 7 or 6, if they can just keep one on the practice squad, 1 or 2. So we'll see. I mean, is it possible? Sure. But again, I still doubt it. Thrawny, thanks for the super chat. Very much appreciated. Good morning, Nags. Maybe it's number 87, but watching Family Night, I can't help but see shades of Robert Brooks. I'm down with that, man. That's a comparison that I can get behind. I'm all about it. I'll join if Corey gives his old-fashioned recipe. Dan, somewhere on Twitter, he gave it a while ago. So if you search Corey's handle and then old-fashioned recipe, I think you'll find it. Because I know it. He tweeted it out like a year or so ago. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Lady at Panera saw my Packers hat and said, go, Pack, go. And I said, thanks. I am a failure. Go, Pack, go. Dave, what are you doing? That's like, that happens to me in New York quite a bit. Like, people will be wearing Packers gear, and I'll be like, hey, go, Pack, go. And they'll either kind of give me a wave or just totally ignore me or just look at me like I've got three heads. It's like, you're wearing the gear, man. Come on, get with it. Dave, you have failed. You got to find that lady at Panera and go tell her, go, Pack, go. Did the tourist passer ever get that cigarette? I hope not. That dude was out of his mind. That was crazy. Loved hearing 12 talk about his admiration for A.J. Dillon. Yeah, Jake, I noted it on Twitter. That was completely unprompted. That's what I kind of found interesting, you know, the idea that Aaron, you know, when he talks, he's doing these things for a reason. And I think, you know, he really does see a lot of improvement from A.J., you know, throughout his time so far in the league. And that he went out of his way to make sure that he gave him praise, especially for his kind of continuing development in the passing game. It's interesting. I think hopefully we'll see finally get that wheel route to AJ up the left side for a touchdown. That's what I'm hoping. Corey displayed excellent field awareness with that guy the other night going into neighbor's yard. Could use him on special teams. You want Corey on special teams? Corey hates special teams. How is that going to work? I see Wyatt being brought along via the Gary route. I am all for it. Yeah, Brandy, I think, you know, it's fun because we did get to see him kind of start to let loose a little bit there on family night. I don't, you know, look, it's similar in the sense that there are a number of vets ahead of him, right? And he's got all the talent in the world. They're not going to force him onto the field. He will certainly be given spots where he can probably go in during the rotation and help along that defensive front. But there's no need to force feed him into the lineup, right? Kind of like when Gary was a rookie and they had the Smiths. There's, you know, he did kind of get in there at spots, but there was no reason to force him into the lineup. And I do think Wyatt will be brought along as a rotational piece. And that makes a world of sense at a position that traditionally takes at least a year for a player to make the transition from college to pros and really start to kind of round out the game and really know how it's played at this level. So like I said, though, on family night, you definitely saw some of the athletic traits and some of his quick burst. He came around that when he was coming at Jordan Love, you got to think, I don't think Jordan expected him to be on top of him quite as quick as he was, but the kid's fun to watch. There's no doubt about that. Finally, on to the 49ers. I don't care if it is preseason. I'm always excited about Packers football. Yeah, George, I'm down with that. Friday night, it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Cheesehead TV on a Sunday in the Eastern time zone in the afternoon. And he said, well, what's up, Shadid? How you doing? Yeah, well, you know, this it's pre-practice. I'm just going by the Packers practice schedule. That's all. Pat, thanks for the super chat. AR is picking buddies to go with him on his next retreat. And he says, Nags is going to go first. Are you going? You're hilarious. I'm going to go with a no on that one. I'll be in the studio. I'm going to be great. Thank you. Thanks, A-Rod. Hey, shout out to Matt Vancura. Welcome to the Carry the G Club. Thanks for hopping on board, buddy. Really appreciate it. Healthy O-line will change the team drastically. Overshadow, couldn't agree more. Been preaching it all offseason. It's been disconcerting, I would say, a little bit to watch how they've struggled at times up front along the offensive line. I know it's because they're playing a lot of young guys and they're putting them in lots of different positions. Man, that defensive front is owning them at the moment throughout camp. They have got it. Get that solidified, probably starting in San Francisco on Friday. Oz, what's up, buddy? Hope you're doing well. See you on Happy Hour on Wednesday. Toure did well Friday night. He did, Keith. He really did. He's been up and down in camp, but he definitely flashed. No question about it. You love that big play that, you know, Jordan Love hit him on, but a number of other ones, too. Really kind of showed all the upside that the Packers saw when they selected him. No doubt about it. He'll probably get a few more looks now, a few more chances, with maybe even with the ones going forward. That's what happens. got to make the most of those opportunities. But yes, he certainly had a really, really productive family night. What else we got? Thanks, Nags. Never missed a chat. Looking forward to watching Love this preseason. I hear you, Donald. I hear you. GTV Spook One. What's up, man? Thanks for checking out the stream on Twitch. If special teams are much improved, is it more due to getting Bisaccia or the better special teams player slash extra focus in practice? Oh, it's everything, right? I think Bisaccia being here has kind of forced Matt LaFleur's hand. You know, he can't bring in Bisaccia and then say, you know, well, I know you want all this practice time, but I can't give it to you. You know, if Bisaccia is there saying, we got to drill this, we have to work on this, we need this time. You know, Matt spoke about it last week, you know, how he had been kind of derelict in his duty, giving enough special teams work in practice, and that he had talked to Bisaccia when he brought him on board about what he needed, what kind of emphasis he needed. And I think that's, you know, going a long way. Now, I also think, to your point, yes, no question about it, if there is improvement, some of it will be via personnel. There's no kind of mystery. They've brought in a couple people that Rich has worked with in the past. But yes, they're going to have to improve in all facets. And the hiring of Bisaccia hopefully is a kind of complete break from everything that has gone before, because we all know it's been ludicrous for a decade plus. Today's hype, thanks to the Super Chat. Here, I'll buy you a beer. I can't thank you enough, man. It is 11:12 a.m. Can't drink all day if you don't start before noon, right? That's what I'm talking about. Next Packers Hall of Famer, he deserves it, but is Sterling Sharp in without with a shout? I mean, he's the finalist now, right? With the old timers. God, I hope he is. I hope he's next. He should be. He absolutely deserves it. I mean, if Tony Boselli can go in for what, six seasons, Sterling Sharp should 1,000,000,000% be in, no question. I mean, don't get me started. You guys know how I feel about this. Watch the practice on Friday. First time I'm in Pennsylvania. How'd that work, Ron? Oh, you mean you were here in Green Bay? I was so confused there. You watched the practice on Friday in Pennsylvania? Oh, no, you were here in Green Bay, and then you are in Pennsylvania now. Got it. I can't lie. I'm excited about these young wideouts after family night. Go, Pack, go. I hear you, Kelso. Now, look, we all want them to just explode onto the scene, right, and just kill the game and be awesome. Do not expect that. Expect them to have inconsistencies at first. Expect them to maybe not outright struggle, but there will be ups and downs, and there will be rookie mistakes, and there will be growing pains. But you can see the talent. It is certainly there. And the crazy part is they haven't even gotten Christian Watson on the field yet. That's what's crazy and exciting. I mean, you start getting him into the mix, baby. Oz, thanks for joining the Carry the G Club. Very much appreciated, bud. Does Holmgren make it? Axel, I think he's deserving. I'm guessing probably not, but you never know. I really hope so. I think he absolutely deserves it. He's one of the best play callers I've ever seen. One of, what is it, eight coaches to take two different teams to the Super Bowl. To me, there's no doubt that he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think the problem for Holmgren is that his tenure as a GM and a personnel guy really tarnishes his legacy. You know, you can't look at his job as GM in Seattle and then president in Cleveland and think anything other than yikes, you know? So if people, the electorate, can remember what an amazing coach he was, then yes, he should. David, thank you for the super chat. Thanks for the chat, Snags. Looking to relocate to Green Bay. Maybe I can run into you and Corey sometime. I will say hi. I hope so, David. Well, funnily enough, I just talked to a guy. I can't remember his name. I just ran into somebody in the pro shop who said he moved to Green Bay just to be closer to the Packers. He moved from, like, Rochester. Y'all are crazy. That's like Corey. I love it. Good day from London. Dale! Good day from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I hope you're well. Dale, I want you to know that whatever we do with Cheesehead TV the week of the London game, you had better be there. Because I've been saying hello to you in London for like years now. It would be an absolute shame if I come across the pond and we don't get to meet. That's all I know. Let's see. People worried about safety and edge depth. I got two words for you. Quay Walker. I mean, yes, that's no doubt he's going to be employed by in lots of different ways. But I think, you know, those are legit concerns. I don't think there's any, not telling tales out of school, that, you know, you hope to have a little bit more depth there. because if nothing else, you're going to have to rotate guys throughout a game, and Quay can't always be the answer there. But yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, really liked what we've seen from Ladarius Hamilton so far in camp, and Tipa as well. So, you know, I know that Vernon Scott has gotten some run as that third safety. I think Sean Davis has shown stuff throughout camp, and I know he almost had a pick there on family night. There are a number of different players that have kind of jumped up, but no one's really been consistently above board and saying, like, that's definitely the answer. But hopefully that shakes out here starting on Friday night when they get a little bit more of an elongated look at these guys in a live situation, you know, and put these pads on and start going against somebody else. How do you think the front office reacted to Aaron's admitting to using Akhunisha? I can't pronounce that fucking word. From reactions to the media, they don't sound really ready for this. See, here's my thing. I don't think the Packers need to react to it at all. It's his own personal thing that he's doing on his own personal time. It has nothing to do with his NFL career. It's not, he's not doing it while he's being drug tested in any way, shape, or form. They don't need a reaction. You know? I mean, that's just me. Scored a ticket to the London game. Awesome, Dale. I see you are sitting across the street from the church on this beautiful Sunday. Way to be, Nags. I see you. I see you. I feel you. I'm going to be mad when EQ finally emerges this year. Well, he's going to be probably given a little bit more opportunity, right? It was, you know, more than anything, he wasn't able to get on the field because of the guys in front of him. I mean, I think when given opportunities in Green Bay, he made the most of them, not all of them. But sometimes it's just a numbers game. I tell you what, his brother, I think, is set to break out in Detroit. Well, that, I'm getting ready. If we get two MVP seasons out of this Ayuk Akhunisha use, I'd say they are all right with it. Yeah, I mean, they have gotten two Super Bowl runs, MVP seasons from the quarterback. I think they're going to be okay. No doubt about it. Who's been returning punts? Amari is still the lead dog. We've also seen Ishmael Hyman on punt return. We've seen Randall Cobb, and we've seen Romeo Doubs. But I think Amari is still your leader in the clubhouse. Estelle, what's up? I can't lie. I felt salty seeing Devontae in silver and black, like a scorned lover seeing his ex with her new dude. I didn't enjoy it at all. How can you not be romantic about football, right? I love it. Daniel, Yosh for punt returner. Now you're cooking with gas. All right, buddy. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll be back after practice later this afternoon. I'll see you then. In the meantime, have a great Sunday. Go Pack, go.